a former Royal Stadium vendor turned radio icon.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB, your home for everything that's great.
He's been in a band.
I don't like you.
And he's not to be trifled with.
I'm a hard ass. I'm sorry.
He's Todd Liebo. He's Todd Liebo.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
On the program.
Yes, indeed. He is on the program. You heard the happy hour is on at Twin Peaks, by the way. What a great day. Great night they had at Twin Peaks with the great boxing match. You know, all the fights, MMA and boxing, are on at Twin Peaks. Great spot for you to go and check out all the fight games. And you know what's coming up, Todd? National Chili Day.
Oh, really?
Oh, my.
That's right. National Chili Day is coming up on Friday.
This seems to be a day for everything. So Chili Day is Friday.
Chili Day is Friday. There is a day for everything. Every day has a food day.
That's going to not work well with Lent for some people.
There's some people that are not going to worry about Lent.
Well, I think they'll be saying, I'll have the meatless chili. Beans only.
Yeah.
Could be dangerous for everybody.
Could be. I think, you know,
be a day to avoid the office after noon.
We took something wonderful and special, and you made it not that tough.
Well, I'm just thinking about things. I'm starting to see the commercials for fish sandwiches.
Right.
And I know tomorrow I'm going to pancake supper in the morning. I'm going to pancake breakfast tomorrow, Fat Tuesday, at my old Boy Scout troop at my parents' church. So I'm gonna go get some pancakes tomorrow morning.
Are you really?
I am.
Okay.
I go. My dad says, you come to pancakes. I say, okay, I'll drive to Independence and eat some pancakes. That's not working with intermittent fasting now, is it, Saran?
No, it's not.
I'll have to start my window early and then stop eating early. Or else I'll just have my Fat Tuesday.
Why don't you just have a Fat Tuesday,
That's
Todd?
What I'll probably do. I'll just have Fat Tuesday.
The term intermittent is just so workable.
anytime you want.
Danny would say malleable, but you can really make that mean anything you want, can't you?
Saving you a buck on the little beers and the big beers right now. at Twin Peaks. Always specials on the apps. Take advantage of happy hour right now at your neighborhood Twin Peaks. Take advantage of National Chili Day coming up on Friday. And, of course, all the games are on. Great lineup of college basketball tonight. Twin Peaks eats, drinks.
They got
scenic views, Todd.
Love them.
The scenic views.
Apps. No more apps for me. With enough apps and surprise. We were eating too many apps.
Yeah, we did not do well. We did not do well.
Let's get some apps.
Yeah.
Salad for dinner then.
You know who kept ordering apps?
Allie.
Trost.
Yes.
Well.
Do you guys want any apps? No, I don't want any apps.
No. This athletic. Metabolism.
I'm half a chicken finger
freak
from a heart attack over here. What the hell are you? And then Lebo goes, well, if we're going to do it, we better get some cheese curds.
We did that twice. Get some curds.
It's like being in River Falls. We're in Surprise, Arizona.
Here's the deal. The people from the north have come to Arizona to retire, and that's why they have curds at these places.
And they were pretty good.
They were great.
They were
we
good
had curds twice. They were both excellent.
If, you know, the folks at Twin Peaks, everything on the menu, made from scratch, want to do some cheese curds for a nap.
Bring them.
I'm not going to hate it. I'm not going to hate it, guys, just so you know.
All curds all the time.
We need a contestant right now to play the feud. 913-3810-810. We will play for another great restaurant. We will play for Il Lazzarone. You know, it's the only authentic Neapolitan-style pizza anywhere around, Todd.
I've heard that.
Anywhere. Like, as far as you can see.
My son is going to Naples next week. I'm going to tell him to try to get something.
Florida?
To Italy.
Oh, Italy.
I'm going to tell him to go see if he can get some pizza that tastes as good as Il Lazzarone, but I don't know if he'll be able to, even over there.
Well, if he's lucky, it'll be as good. I doubt it'll be better.
Better. Probably not going to be better.
It's the same oven.
Same oven.
Same ingredients, the same approach, the only authentic Neapolitan-style pizza. I would dare say probably for at least a gas tank.
Yeah.
I think the next closest one is like Chicago. You can get to Chicago on one tank of gas.
Not the way you drive. Now,
the
maybe
dough.
As slow as I drive, maybe.
Yeah, you could. Some of the 55 stay alive. That's Todd Lebo's approach.
I've heard you are.
I can't drive 55. I mean, really. No, I can't.
Yeah. The freshest, most pure ingredients, dough, some of the rarest, most traditional in the world. The oven is from Italy. Flown over, shipped over, I guess, probably. I don't know, by boat. air. I don't know how it got here.
They brought it.
I know they had to tear down the walls in the River Market to get the oven in there. They do pizza the old way, making it fresh right in front of you. Come check out all their wonderful pies, like my favorite, the Supremo, or the Margarita Marinara pizzas, pepperoni with honey, their famous crepa. You can customize your pizza however you want. Of course, great dessert pizzas as well, the Nutella pizza, the s'mores pizza. They're fantastic, and great apps, salads, more, cocktail, if you'd like. 1620 Frederick and St. Joe, 412 Delaware Street. In the River Market, it is Il Has Their Own Pizzeria. Todd, they're serious about their pizza.
I know they are.
They're not messing around, and they're serious about the charcuterie. Mm. I'm serious about the charcuterie.
Yes. Well, we should be.
We have a contestant. That's contestant has a name. Somewhere in there, I threw an extra S. That wasn't really well
formed. That's contestants.
Yeah.
Has names.
His names.
Tom?
Hello.
Welcome to the program, my friend. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Have you heard the feud before?
I have heard it, but I've never played it.
Okay, so but you do know what you're getting yourself into here.
I think so.
It is an epic feat of strength that only the strong will survive.
As long as you stick to sports categories, we'll be all right.
Okay. Nope. All right. Probably not going to happen because Jed, I don't know, he's just an evil human being. Yeah. Tom, you know you have a choice to make then. Are you going to play with Curtis? Are you going to play with Todd? Are you going to play with me?
I'll take Todd.
There you go. Mm. Lebo.
He's not getting sick of guys named Todd.
Lebo, who failed us in trivia when we were in Surprise on that night. Because I got Buck Rogers.
You did get Buck Rogers.
The Buck Rogers TV show. I knew Colonel Wilma Deering was from the TV show Buck Rogers.
Beedy, 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 beedy.
Yeah, that guy. Lebo did not, so I saved us. You had nothing going.
Question
that
number
night.
One. It was a rough night for
how
all
long
of us.
How long do you get to look for a golf ball on the PGA Tour?
3 minutes, according to them.
3 minutes.
How wide is the singles portion of a tennis court?
Todd thinks you get way more time in actuality on the PGA Tour. But anyway, we went home wanting. Tom and Todd are going to play. All right, good for you guys. We'll see how that works.
Tom Todd Club.
The us will be me and Curtis. Do you want to know, let's see, who's going to play first, me or you?
You can go first.
All right, I'm going to go first.
Tom, your choice. Do you want to go first?
Todd, I'll have you go first.
Okay. There we go. So there it is, me against Todd. And so we meet again, Todd.
This is it.
Give me Lebo and Saran. Oh, that's not the right sheet of papers. Here we go.
Another S.
Wonderful start. That's not right.
You had one job.
I know.
You're not the only one who's looking for some papers around here. The other person's quite panicked.
I think he got some now.
Did he?
He just walked out of here with him. I think he's okay.
Okay.
Good time.
Just say, when it's tax time and a guy's running around.
Looking for papers.
With F-bombs, looking for papers.
I'm not really looking for papers, too.
Different kind.
Oh.
Hello.
Anywho.
Let's just say that.
Hello.
He gave me the thumbs up as he walked out, so I think he had papers.
I'm glad Steven found the papers he was looking for.
We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top 8 answers on the board as we asked them to name any current Major League Baseball manager.
Seren. Mike Matheny.
Top answer. Would you all like the player pass?
I am going to stammer around. Oh, the guy who used to be with the team that did the thing. But what do you think? Do you think just stealing it once, or do you think they could actually run the table? How many answers on the board?
There are 7 remaining, 8 total.
Let's play it.
Curtis says we're gonna play, so we are gonna play. We're gonna go for it.
K Dog,
Paul Molitor.
Molitor not on the board. One strike.
That's what I'm talking about here.
Just like old times.
Oh, we just had half of them get fired here in the last 3 weeks. I'm gonna go with what's his name? I can see him. All right, hang on.
I got to think of somebody else.
Let's go with Aaron Boone.
Aaron Boone was there. That was the 6th best answer.
Terry Francona.
2nd best.
Oh, God, what is his name? Let's go with...
Need an answer.
I know you do. I'm going to give you one. So bad.
Thomas
Dave Martinez.
Not on the board. Two strikes.
Just won a championship.
How about the guy who just replaced the guy? How about Dusty Baker?
Three strikes.
The one
chance
I know
to steal. Tom and Todd.
I was trying to write down some names. Gardenhire.
I wrote down, Mike Schilt. He's the Cardinals guy, right? I thought there maybe is a Cardinal fan around here.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good choice.
Now, here's a question for Jed. When was this question posted?
No.
Irrelevant.
No.
Because this very well could be, have some fired people in it.
It sounds like you're stammering around and trying to stall.
I was thinking like A.J. Hinch, yeah.
Right.
Carlos Beltran, I know.
Ned Yost could have been answered.
God, where I do just you thought of his name. Damn it.
What do you want to say, Tom?
Like you say, there could be a Cardinal fan calling in. Gardenhire was in our division.
Gardenhire's at Detroit. And what's the guy, Renicky or Ron, whatever, the White Sox guy?
Well,
red-faced guy?
All right.
Need an answer, boys.
Come on now.
The Cardinals one just because it's local-ish.
I agree. Let's do that.
All right, we're going with Mike Schilt.
Not on the board. The answer is
I forgot his name again. the A's manager.
Oh boy.
Art Howe still there?
Art? No, not Art Howe. You jackass.
Bob Melvin.
Bob Melvin wasn't there. No.
Oh, good.
The answers that you did not get: Joe Madden, number 3; Dave Roberts, number 4.
I said Dave Roberts.
No, you didn't. You said Dave Martinez.
Oh, I meant Dave Roberts.
Well, that's. My bad on not getting that.
No, I didn't. I meant Dave Martinez.
The
I
guy
meant
the won
Nationals.
The World Series, yeah.
Dave
yeah.
Roberts
yeah.
is the Dodgers.
Right. Joe Girardi at number 5, Rocco Baldelli at 7, and Don Mattingly at 8.
Rocco Baldelli got a vote?
Wow.
56 points over to Seren and Curtis.
Well earned.
That's probably more than we deserved, I'll be honest with you, with that performance.
Well, Gardner wouldn't have been at either.
No, we were toasty there already.
Give me Tom and give me Curtis. We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top 8 answers on the board. We asked them to name a character from the board game Clue.
Tom. Mrs. White?
Mrs. White was there. It was the 4th best answer. Chance to steal K.
Colonel Mustard.
Top answer. Would you guys like to play or pass?
I'm good for maybe 1 or 2. It's character only, right?
Yeah, just character.
I've got one more. Might be the same one you've got. What do you think?
Well, we're not going to steal it.
Yeah.
All we have is one.
Let's play it.
All right, the professor.
Are you going to be more specific or just the professor?
Oh, he had more. Professor Plum?
There you go.
Professor Plum
Island
was
for a second there.
Just the best answer. K Dog?
Mrs. Green?
Mrs. Green was not on the board. 1 strike.
The old maid.
The maid was there. Good for 1 point. 8th best answer.
I could see the picture.
Wow. Just going through the color wheel trying to think of names. Like, I'm going to go with Hyman Roth.
Hyman Roth. That's in the sequel. Not there. 2 strikes are in.
Clue 2.
I'm going to go with Mo Green.
Mo Green was not there. 3 strikes, chance to steal.
That's even better.
Right?
Oh, wow. I mean, that's great. I didn't
Mr.
About that.
Green, Tom, is someone. He said Mrs. Green. There is a Green is on there.
Yeah.
You have another name?
I haven't played that game since.
Mustard is yellow. Mrs. White is white. Plum is purple. I can't remember what. There's something red there. But Is there black as well? But I know it's Mr. Green, I think. I think we should say Mr. Green.
Is that your answer?
Let's go with it.
Mr. Green was there. That was all the second best answer. Sorry, Kay. The
I
answer
said Mo Green.
That's Mr. Green.
You
it's
were
Mr. Green.
You were too specific.
Little kids calling Mr. Green.
You should have been less specific.
Sorry, not
how many points do we get for that?
You ended up getting 74 points.
That's a joke. We're getting pencil whipped again.
What else did we what did we miss?
The answers Scarlet, that you did not get. Miss Scarlet at number three.
So what? Why? What? What is your?
Mrs. Peacock
once
at
we were,
six.
Peacock. Once we were
that
done, I
the
butler once we were done, I started looking at him up. Seven.
I thought about saying butler because maid was there. Yeah. Didn't do it though.
Damn it.
We still won.
Didn't have the balls, Lebo.
Didn't do it.
Give me Lebo and Seren. We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top eight answers on the board. We asked them to name a type of pizza topping.
Seren.
Seren.
Oh, what?
Pepperoni.
Top answer.
I get
player
pencil
pass.
Whipped on this all the time. I was right on that one. Check the tape.
Pencil whipping is when I cheat at score. That's just blatant cheating, really, right there. Curtis, over to you.
Sausage.
Third best. Soren.
Oh, boy. What are the order they're going to go in? I clearly know them all. I'm going to say Canadian bacon.
What was the eighth best answer?
Hamburger.
Good.
Oh. No hamburger on the board. One strike.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms were there. They were the fourth best answer.
Black olive.
Black olives were there. Seventh best.
Topping, right?
Topping.
There's one I'm debating. Is it a topping or not?
Yeah.
You said black olives?
Mm-hmm.
Onions.
Two strikes. Onions did not make the board.
Damn it.
Pineapple.
Pineapple was there. That was the sixth best answer. Two answers remaining.
I'm going to take this one just in case it is there. Cheese pizza.
Cheese was there.
Okay,
one answer
one
remaining.
Didn't know. Does that count as a topping or not?
Sure. Extra cheese.
Green pepper.
Oh.
Three strikes. Chance to steal Tom and Todd.
Green pepper was my last one I kind of had written down.
I almost went green pepper when
I mean,
said pineapple.
Just
Tom, what are you thinking about? I mean, they do tomatoes, jalapenos.
Well, anchovies, I don't know. What else? I was thinking of something else. Chicken. I mean, how many people now start eating these?
Yeah, what's the
pizzas, I guess.
What's
lack
the,
of a better word.
Yeah, like, I mean, you see the sun-dried tomato stuff.
Need an answer.
Oh.
Well, that's, need an answer. Tom, I'm going to give this one to you.
Okay.
Because you're a coward.
You said anchovies. We said tomatoes. We said chicken. Those are all things that are definitely toppings. The
right.
question is, I mean, but green peppers didn't make it, so who knows what.
Yeah.
Jalapenos also is, I think, one that's got a real good chance. That's why I would maybe lean towards jalapenos myself.
Okay.
But.
I'm not a jalapeno eater, so I've never had.
Need an answer.
Pizza. Let's go with anchovies.
Ooh, anchovies not on the board. The one answer that you did not get, jalapenos.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was. 93 points over to Saran and Kato.
Sorry,
don't be sorry. You're the one who's going to lose this.
Wow.
I just don't eat jalapenos. I've never seen one on a pizza. So. Anyway,
by the way,
my bad.
Before Curtis goes against Tom here, let me say this. I am torn every week that Curtis is my partner between telling him what he needs to do to be better about buzzing in.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, right now I want him to be better. But probably three times in a row, I'm not going to want him to be better.
Right.
But
strategy.
Would you've got to get better at buzzing in.
He buzzed in first last time.
I'm not going to get better at it.
I buzzed in first last time and got cheated.
It isn't within my toolbox.
But you know the whole strategy. Listen to any of the words that I'm saying and then just go, Curtis.
Yeah.
And then guess. It's not hard.
When you listen all the way, you don't do well. Why would a guess hurt you?
We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners, Tom and Curtis. We got the top eight answers on the board. We asked them to name any past or present player from Ohio State.
Curtis.
Tom.
Curtis.
He has the blankest look on his face right now.
I don't know.
Buzz him.
Greg Oden.
NFL player.
Oh. Eddie George.
Eddie George was there. That's the top answer. Player pass.
Really?
How long did he get?
Play.
Curtis gets a long time.
He got a while. We're going to play on, what phrase the question again?
Past or present. Name any NFL player from Ohio State.
if that was there.
The name is a problem, isn't it?
No, I've got a bunch of names that are just all crap. Like that. Give me Zeke Elliott.
Zeke Elliott was their third best answer. Okay.
Archie Griffin.
Second best answer.
Damn, that was what Petro? I was debating between. Yep. Now I'm screwed. Give me, what the hell is his name? Bosa.
Which one?
Nick.
Nick Bosa was there. That was the sixth best answer. Curtis?
Dwayne Haskins.
Haskins not on the board. One strike.
The obvious one would be the other Bosa.
What's his name?
Oh, criminy.
Well, not Nick.
You need to say his first name. It's not Mo
Joey?
Either.
Joey Bosa was there.
Yes.
That's the fourth best answer.
Yes.
Ted Ginn.
Two strikes. Petro.
Save us. It's from my strike machine.
Well, it's like, which guy to go with? Like, there's so many of them. Do you go with, like, colossal flops or guys that were good?
Need an answer.
Orlando Pace.
Three strikes, chance to steal.
I'm like, I'll go number one overall pick. It's like, which one do you take?
Right.
Well, I'm in the same spot they were just in. I had Orlando Pace written down, so thank you for the strike. I mean, Troy Smith played for a second. He won the Heisman. That's a guy. Joey Galloway still on TV.
Yeah.
Arch Sleaster, infamous. For gambling.
Yeah, if there's any old folks doing that, they would don't know who that is.
Who was the, remember Andy Katzenmoyer was going to be the big linebacker guy who was no good. We're just throwing darts on all this stuff.
Need
Darren
answer.
Lee plays for the Chiefs.
How many names are left?
There are three answers left, number 5, 7, and 8.
None of them are at the top of the mind here.
Yeah.
Who was the big crazy guy? The cops got Alonzo Spellman. Remember him?
Need an answer.
No, why are you yelling at us?
Because you guys are stalling too long.
Did any of those names pop out to you that I said?
I would probably go with Galloway if I had to pick any of the ones. I don't think Arch Slisher.
Terry Glenn. Remember him? They used to call him She. He was an Ohio State guy.
Wow.
The late.
Terry Glenn late? Ooh.
Didn't he die?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Or Troy Smith because he's a Heisman Trophy winner.
Need an answer.
I'll give this to you again, Tom.
Coward.
Jalapenos.
I know. I screwed that one up. Should have listened to you. Let's go with Galloway.
Joey Galloway was not on the board. The answers you did not get.
Wait. Can I try a couple?
Sure.
Spielman.
Who else you got?
David Boston.
Keep going.
Troy Smith and Terry Glenn.
Anyone else?
Nice work.
The answers you did.
I was debating between Orlando Pace and Galloway, I'm glad Galloway wasn't there.
The answers that you did not get: number 5, Mike Vrabel; number 7, Maurice Claret; and number 8, Terrell Pryor.
Maurice Claret,
stars.
We were
all over it.
What did we get?
You got 82 points in addition to the 149 you had prior.
Ta-da.
231.
Carry a 1.
Listen. Tom, I'm going to do something I've never done before.
Ever.
Really?
You didn't win. Right? But I like your heart. I like your spirit. Even knowing that Todd was just a terrible loser in Arizona trivia, you took him anyway. So for that, I'm going to give you the El Azarone anyway.
Well, thank you.
So hold on. You bet. Thank you for playing,
Thanks,
Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Man.
You guys ended up at 231? I think it's 231 more than you got last time we played.
I don't remember. All I know is I'm wearing the belt today.
Got the belt, baby.
Curtis, well
All
done.
All that matters.
Woo!
Victory.
Did Curtis get a right answer anywhere?
Somewhere in there, I thought.
He had a couple of. Oh, we had a food category, he knocked that out of the park.
You got someone in the clue thing,
too. Terry Francona.
Did you say Mrs. White or Colonel Mustard?
I got Colonel Mustard.
Yeah. Terry Francona.
I did well on the pizza. I got Archie Griffin.
You got something every category, I think.
It's your best day. It's your best day as a pro.
Pretty much.
That's impressive.
You know what he did? Filled the stat sheet.
He did. He's a stat stuffer. That's what he is.
It's the Marcus Garrett of our
Played
win.
31 minutes. He had 1 point, one board, one assist, one steal.
And a victory.
I had one.
Seven turnovers.
Did it all.
Plan technicals.
Il Lazzarone, the only authentic Neapolitan-style pizza. Get over there tonight. 1628 Frederick in St. Joe, 412 Delaware Street in the River Market. Josh and his crew will be happy to take care of you. Wonderful dessert pizzas. I really do. I absolutely adore the charcuterie. Go get it. It's at Il Lazzarone. We'll get some Lebo sounds next here in the program.
The program with Soren Petro.
He likes the way I talk, and I like the way he talks.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the good sense, end of the hour answer. What was the last year that the Big 12 or Big 8 had the top two teams in the AP poll this late in the season?
I was going to say 1990.
90 is when I think it'd be.
Unless it happened since then.
No. No way. 1990.
1990. When it happened
layup.
Four times. Here's what's amazing. It's only happened in two other instances in the poll's history. ACC at the end of last year, going into the tournament, mm-hmm. Virginia and Carolina were 1-2. And in 1980.
Where was Duke?
Or maybe Virginia and Duke, I'm sorry. Yeah, Duke and Virginia were 1-2. Carolina was third, by the way. Criminy. And then in 85, for 2 weeks, Georgetown and St. John's were 1-2, each 1-1 and then the 1-2.
In 2016, this was earlier in the year, but that was the day that Oklahoma and Kansas played out in the triple overtime game.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both number one that night, depending on which poll you looked at.
Co-number ones.
Yeah.
And in 1990, Missouri, Kansas, and Oklahoma were all number one at one point. And yes. I was a student in college at Oklahoma, and they defeated two separate number one teams within 3 days or something. They played, I think Kansas was number – I can't remember which order it was, but one was number one on Saturday. They beat them. The other one moved to number one. They beat them, and then Oklahoma moved to number one. And then they all flamed out before the Sweet 16.
They were all done the first weekend.
Great work. Great work. Big game.
Do you know who was number one early in the year?
Probably Syracuse.
Well, they were, but who was before them?
Vegas?
No, Vegas got there
toward the
after
end.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah, toward that. They were coming, mm-hmm. but nobody wanted to bump them clear to number one because they didn't have their schedule. They didn't have a good schedule. But Vegas beat this team, and so did Kansas early.
Who was
Kansas it? Knocked this team out of number one with a win at the NIT, preseason NIT in New York.
Who?
LSU.
LSU?
Ah.
Shaq and Chris Jackson and Stanley Roberts.
Shaq go to LSU for 3 years.
Yeah.
Imagine that even happening today.
No, would not happen.
None way.
No.
No way. Yeah, that was great. That was the year the Big Eight was so good, and then Missouri totally fell apart at the end. They were the number one seed in the tournament, and the Big Eight lost to the eight, first mm-hmm. team to ever lose to an eight. And then they said, you know what? Let's go lose as a
we're
three seed.
Crap
in the
one
first
away to
game.
Northern Iowa.
Let's go do that, too.
They didn't make it to the nighttime session.
They were
Friday.
Number one in the regular season and lost. Both of their games in the postseason.
And both times, they played KU twice that year, and both times Kansas had just gotten the number one, and Missouri beat them. In fact, once was that night, I think.
Yeah.
Beat them there and beat them in
Kansas lost to UCLA in the round mm-hmm. of 32, and Oklahoma lost to
Carolina.
Rick Fox. Somehow, Carolina was an eight seed laying in wait in Austin, Texas. They sent Oklahoma to Austin. Whole thing was a scam job. Pencil whipped by the bracket committee.
Lebo unleashed.
Not that I have any hard feelings about the disappointment of the
number
one seed
years.
In Oklahoma falling on their face.
By the way, we were playing for Good Sense. GoodSenseSubs.com if you want to put your order in to pick up tonight. On your way home for some dinner, you can do it on your app as well on your phone. And don't forget to be signed up for that loyalty club. 10% back at Good Sense, locally owned and operated. Founded! Right here in Lenexa, Kansas. That's Good Sense. You can get it tonight on your way home. Put your order in or just have them deliver it. They'll do that as well, Todd.
Mm, wonderful.
Let's get to some sounds.
It was as entertaining kind of as you're getting with these two very defensive teams between Kansas and Baylor. They don't really play pretty basketball a lot, but it was a good game. High-level basketball. I've been telling you for weeks, this is, in my opinion, there's two really good teams in this league and not much else. They're still apparently number two league in the RPI, and I think they're number one in the net rankings because of these two teams. And the fact there's only 10 teams, so there's no real, real deep drag down. I mean, Kansas State is a drag.
K-State is a drag.
But there are like two Big Ten teams lower than Kansas State. So, I mean, I guess that mathematically is how that stuff works out. I don't look for any of these teams to do anything in the tournament except for these two teams. And Kansas needed to go win this game. If they didn't win this game, they were pretty much toast. It would have to monstrous collapse for Baylor to not win the league outright. And Bill Self said after the game that they weren't really thinking about the number one seed in the Big 12 race. They just kind of wanted to get back at the Bears.
Well, I think it meant a lot to our guys, a lot more than the league race. We didn't talk about the league race. It meant a lot to us from they beat us the first time at home, and you know that didn't. I mean, and they controlled it. They controlled the game at home a lot more than we controlled the game here. but I think we were pretty motivated to play a highly competitive game in a great atmosphere, and you know, with a lot of eyeballs watching it today, that meant a lot more to us than the actual league race.
So Kansas wins. And now this thing is tied up. If both of the teams win out, which they'll probably be favored to win every game, slight favorite here probably for Kansas in Lubbock, right, you think? And if they get to the last game of the year, maybe a one-point favorite or something. And I think Baylor would probably be a slight favorite in Morgantown. If they both win all their games and finish 17-1, the way I read these tiebreaker rules, they're going to draw to see who the one seed is in the Big 12, because they will
That makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it?
Because usually it's what you do against the teams down the road.
One true number one seed. Yeah. We're going to put a couple of names in a hat.
Yeah.
Got to break the tie somehow.
Are they, like, how about, you know, aggregate score in league?
Yeah.
You know, point differential in league play. How about point differential in the head-to-heads?
Yeah, it goes down.
Combined letters of the players.
It goes down, I think,
names,
to the fifth tiebreaker or something to get there. And it would be truly, you know, unprecedented if it gets down to that.
There's always a way to have a real tiebreaker.
Yeah.
They got to get to the draw somewhere. It's not as deep as, like, in the NFL, the last tiebreaker is always a draw somewhere. But
coin
usually
toss.
It's about nine things to get down there.
Yeah.
Coin toss. Is the right
There's
one.
Only four before
I
this.
Just gave you two that are really good.
Yeah.
You want we don't want to do point differential.
Because we don't want someone to blow anyone out
We don't
on
want
purpose.
To try to blow them out on purpose. Oh, God.
That's how it is.
But it's only going to happen.
I'm rooting for the draw. I absolutely want to see them draw two pieces of paper out on the Sunday before the Big 12 tournament.
It's that coin toss or that the point differential thing is only going to happen if they don't want it. If on the rare instances when this happens. I mean, the fact that you can go down 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 and still be tied, how often is it going to happen?
Yeah.
Once?
So far, nunce.
So far, it's never happened before.
And it hasn't happened yet either, by the way. They need to go win their games. Let's say each team wins.
It's not going to happen either.
It's probably not going to happen. Someone's
going to lose. Baylor's going to lose to either Texas Tech or at West Virginia.
If I think the chances of them each losing would be probably the finale when they each would lose on the road to West Virginia and Texas Tech. And if that happens, Baylor will end up getting the one seed because I believe it'll go – their first tiebreaker would be record against the team that has the highest standing in the league, and that would mean Tech would have been 2-0 against Texas Tech, and Kansas would have been 1-1.
Right.
So that would be – Baylor would win that tiebreaker there. If they just lose that one, now Baylor's
Provided
twice as high.
The standings from three on down remain the same.
I don't think Texas Tech is going to finish behind West Virginia. But
probably
they might.
Not. They're up two on them right now. So
West Virginia's not done losing either, probably. Okay, so Baylor is – Bill Self's been saying this all year. He said it again Saturday after the win. Despite the fact that they went down there and won in Waco, he says Baylor's still an elite team. And he compliments his team a little bit, but I don't think he thinks they're as elite as they've been at different times in their history.
I'm biased because I think that I think Baylor is the best team that we have played against since I've been in the league the last 17 years. I think, you know, you could look at Oklahoma State in 04 and you can look at Tech in 19. But I think at the same stage, Baylor has played better than both of those teams at the same stage. So I don't know how it's going to finish, but I would certainly feel pretty strongly about that. So, and I think that we're not the most visually attractive team to watch at times, but I do think that we got a nice squad, and I think it speaks well for our league to have two teams that have done so well be at the top of.
I think it speaks well for these two teams that they're that good. But I think part of the reason they're sitting there at 1-2 or 1-3 or 1-1 or wherever they are is the fact that there's not much else in this league, so they just win all these games, in my opinion.
There is no way that we said this. So he said before the game, Baylor's the best team he's seen.
He's been saying it for 3 weeks.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unsolicited.
Yeah. Do you
– sometimes.
Do you think it is?
No, probably not. I mean, I think there's been some pretty good teams.
Even if you
league.
Take out, like, well, you know, Curtis said, well, maybe he means not counting his team.
Well, I think right? it so, is not counting okay. his team. But I think what, when he said – the clarification he generally gives is on January 14th. Like, Texas Tech ended up being very, very good. But they weren't that good on January. His point, I think, has been that Baylor has been this solid all year. But he also could be playing mind games with Scott Drew, saying they're awesome. You know, who knows?
So,
coach stuff.
So you flopped. Here it is. Let's talk about how great they are. Let's let Scott Drew wear what we have to wear here.
All
and
the
then
time.
If we don't win it
no, look,
or we
I
lose
mean,
a
so
game,
good.
It's a tremendous disappointment.
Yeah.
Because you're the best team in the league. Maybe. I wouldn't put that past Bill Self.
Yeah. Say those things.
I think he's smart enough
but,
to do that.
But the race is – listen, if Baylor had won that game, there's no race pretty much. So now we got fun stuff to watch. Kansas, Oklahoma State tonight. This is at Allen Fieldhouse. Oklahoma State's playing much better than they were early in the year, but I don't think they have a prayer walking in to Allen Fieldhouse tonight. And I'll be shocked if they're within 10 in the last 5 minutes of the game.
Is
what Bill Self said, those guys are going to be toast. Be toast.
Well, they did expend a lot of energy.
From playing
Saturday.
36, you know. Go home and boom, playing again.
Is Boynton going to make it at Oklahoma State?
Well, he's doing what he can right now. Win games down the stretch here. I think they've won 4 of 6 or something. He was on his way to really, really bad news, and now they're winning some games. That's good news for him. The guys have responded a little bit, and they're winning some games. It was a nice win for them on Saturday. And Oklahoma State was complicit, or Oklahoma was. I mean, up 21-11, trailing by halftime.
Lose by 17.
By the way, your point about there being teams that are worse than K-State is spot on. 6 wins for Northwestern.
And
7
down there too,
for Nebraska.
I mean, just awful. So that's what – that drags a league down, you know. I mean, I think if you look at the top 5 or 6 teams probably in the Big Ten, it's probably better than what – although I think West Virginia and Texas Tech still end up very nice in most of these ratings. I just don't see it with West Virginia myself. I think Tech's got something here and there, but – we'll see how it all shakes out. I just, you know, I don't. But here, college basketball, you vote, right? You know what this is. Where's the greatness in college basketball right now?
Well, it's not there.
Yeah.
And there are some schools that are supposed to be better that are, like, just were supposed to be good depth schools. They're not any good.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What does that mean? We have parity in college basketball?
Oh, I know this. They're going to put 65 teams in the field or whatever.
68.
68 in the field. They're going to put 68 in the field every year. That doesn't mean this 68 is as good as another 68. I mean, this could be one of the years where you look back and you go, 30 of these teams maybe wouldn't have made it 8 years ago or something. I mean, there's just really not. I mean, when Bill Self is out here telling you, whether he believes it or not, that this Baylor team is the best thing he's seen, and there's been some really good teams in this league, I think, over the last 20 years or 17 years.
The 09
he's been
Sooner
here.
Team. I thought of immediately, 11-0. And they.
I mean, even the Texas teams with
Griffin
Kevin Durant. I mean, they have guys, man. There's dudes running around this league. And I'll believe what he says.
Listen, I'm not going to stand there and argue with him.
All right, let's play one
he's
more.
Bill Self, for crying out loud.
Basketball soundbite here. Today, Kobe Bryant, the memorial was in the Staples Center for Kobe Bryant. A lot of speeches, a lot of tears, a lot of memories were shared. Everybody was giving a speech. All the greats from past, present, or whatever, the NBA. And the one soundbite that you will probably see lots of places, the one we'll play for you now. This is Shaquille O'Neal, who had been in the league a little bit longer than Kobe, gave a little peek inside the psyche of Kobe Bryant when he was a young player at this memorial service today in L.A.
The day Kobe gave my respect was the guys were complaining. I said, Shaq, Kobe's not passing the ball. I said, I'll talk to him. I said, Kobe, there's no I in team. And Kobe said, I know, but there's an ME in that motherfucker. So I went back. So I went back and told Rick and Big Shot Bob, I said, just get the rebound. He's not passing.
Sorry, guys. Get yourself in a position for rebound. He's gonna chuck it.
He's not passing.
Yeah, there was a lot of different speeches up there, but Shaq is Shaq. He's probably the guy who can get away with a line like that in front of 20,000 people in a huge audience online.
And in an event like that, that's often a welcome moment. Anyone's been to a funeral, like it's suddenly someone, a brother or somebody, cracks a joke that maybe you wouldn't have thought you would. And everyone goes, ha ha.
You heard the people laughing when he said, I'll go talk to him. You already heard the chuckle starting. I'm like, oh, yeah, what are you going to tell this guy about shooting?
They knew already.
So you'll see lots of that on the probably all over Twitter and the news and stuff.
It's
like,
all
like
out
that
there.
Tonight. Yep. That was a fun enough moment from Shaq. They butted heads a lot when they were there, but they were great when they were on, man. That was a great, great team with really, really good players on it.
Three championships. What, lost one and then won three in a row?
No, they won the first three that they were once Phil Jackson got there.
And they won
three straight.
Phil Jackson.
Kobe's second time through, he lost and won two.
Go coach the greats. Phil Jackson's getting some rings with some dudes, man.
Yeah, but he got rings with every time he had the dudes, he got rings.
Oh yeah,
that's something else. He didn't have this great team and puttered to a five seed.
Well,
he won it all.
He lost
a little later than
some.
He didn't win a championship every year.
No, but when you win as many as he did, at some point, it's not just that you had dudes. A lot of teams have dudes and they don't always win. He won way often. More than he didn't when he had those players.
Always easier to coach with the dudes, though.
It is.
For sure.
Absolutely. We will take a break. We'll come back more with Todd Lebo here in the program. 2-minute drill coming up at 4 o'clock.
The program with Soren Petro.
Does anybody out there have any questions? Why are you so stupid? Oh, that's a good question. Anybody else have any questions?
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You're in the program here, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Todd Lebo with us for some Lebo sounds. We gave away wonderful, authentic Neapolitan style pizza to Il Lazzarone earlier. Todd,
big win for Tom.
Yes, it was. Well, no, he lost, but first time ever, we gave it to him anyway.
We don't talk a lot of hockey.
We don't.
But this is interesting.
It is.
Saturday night in Toronto, the Carolina Hurricanes were up there, and this is an important game at this point of the season for both these teams. They're playoff stuff on the line, trying to make it in. Carolina's in one of the wild card spots or something right now. And you watch a lot more hockey than me, so you've probably heard of the emergency goalie situation. And it still has not happened much. We talked about the exact tie in the Big 12. This is about as rare as that, I guess. If you think of every game that gets played, it's only happened a few times in the history of the league that you had two guys got hurt for Carolina. So they have to use the emergency goalkeeper. He's a man who's in the building, and this was
drives the Zamboni.
He drives the Zamboni apparently for the Maple Leafs minor league facility, and he goes to Leafs practice and he helps. I mean, he's there, so he's not a member of the team, but he knows these guys. And
he is a member of the organization. He's paid by the Maple Leafs.
Right.
He also coaches a junior team.
Right. So he's a 42-year-old dude, right? And he's up there, and first guy gets hurt for Carolina, so they call him, say, "Hey, dude, you go down." And while he's going down, I guess, to the media center, the other guy gets hurt. They're like, all right. And his phone starts blowing up. He's like, well, are you serious? He goes up. The Hurricanes give him a sweater to put on. He's got his blue Maple Leafs pants on. His uniform, when he first went out, didn't even match right. And he goes out there, and he gave a couple goals up, but Carolina had a lead, and they held on. When he had a really nice third period.
Gave up two in the second and none in the third.
None in the third. I guess in between the second and third, they said, can you put some other pants on? So then he had some red pants on. It all matched up. So there's a couple different shots of this guy. There's an amazing story. This guy from the stands, the Zamboni guy, 42 years old, gets to go play in a National Hockey League team. The weird part was he helped a team beat his team.
Right.
Really, which is super weird. So after the game, the guy's name is Dave Ayers. He got to live out a dream.
These guys are awesome, and actually the spot that settled me down, one of the guys said to me, just have fun. We don't care if you let 10 goals in. That settled me right down, and it was great.
Who was it?
It was Zahala.
Awesome. Well, well-deserved, David. Just a wonderful night. Congratulations on the win, and enjoy soaking this one in.
Thank you.
So he goes into the Carolina locker room. They all shower him with water and all this stuff. Had a good time. It had to be just weird as hell for him. And I've read a couple things. he maybe will get paid $500 or maybe he won't get paid. There's different ways you have to sign these one-day things. Whole thing's crazy and weird. Anyway, nice thing for Carolina. He was a had a kidney transplant like 15 years ago. So they are selling.
When he was 15.
Yeah, they're selling shirts. And they're taking the proceeds from that, going to donate it to a charity of his choice. Nice thing that they're doing this. But it was just really weird how this thing works out and it happened. So today, now Carolina still has two hurt goalies. One of them's hurt, and the other guy's got a concussion. So they had to go bring two guys up from the AHL and all this stuff. So today at their skate, I guess, Rod Brind'Amour, their head coach, was talking about this and said a lot of credit due to his team helping this guy out on Saturday night.
That's what really I was probably most impressed with, was just how the group handled it. You know, like you said, that could have easily been, man, we're playing one of our best games and we're up 4-1 and then this happens, and you know, but it wasn't. It was just like, okay, we understand. The group understood what that guy was going through. I mean, he comes in not expecting to play. No one does. And we know he's not qualified to be an NHL goalie. And yet they understood this was his moment. Let's make sure we give it, you know, all we can for him. And I think he understood that. And you know, obviously he gave his best. And that's, like I said, that's all we ever asked from him.
What are your thoughts on the protocol itself without having the emergency system?
You know what? If it happened more often, I'd say that you'd have to change it. But I mean, how many times has this happened in 10,000 games? Like three times? Like, so you kind of go, it's, you know, not that big a deal. But if you want to ask my opinion, I'd say I'd love to throw our guy in there. We have a guy here who's practices with us, who's on our staff, who, you know, is committed to our group. I mean, that's the guy we would throw in on that situation. So if, I think there's probably a way to tweak it. I don't know why we couldn't just throw our guy in. I mean, but you know, that's, I don't need to really waste much time. I don't know that we'll ever see that again.
So it sounded to me like Brind'Amour was like, wait a second, what if this guy would have come in and not been as professional and let six goals come? There's got to be a little bit of a conflict of interest somewhere.
Well, I think I don't think you always have a guy there with you.
It sounds like they had a guy there.
They
though.
Did this yeah. time.
Yeah.
But, like, otherwise you can have a carry around a goalie who never plays.
Right.
So he's not going to be any sharper than this guy.
I don't know
guy.
Why you would just put one of your defensemen and throw some pads on him. I would think some of those guys would do that. Like, who knows? Interesting story. Probably never see it again. But then again, maybe we'll see it tonight. Yeah, I mean, you just don't know.
Yeah,
it's, the way it goes down.
But the guy was great. The celebration when he comes in
yeah, it was
is
awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
What a great, like, think if you got to just walk out, catch an inning.
Yeah.
You know?
Just, you know, win.
Yeah.
Too. In an important game. That's the neat part about the whole
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. It was impressive. All right, Todd. Appreciate it. Todd Lebo joins us every week on Mondays now. We will take a break when we come back. 2-Minute Drill is next.
The burnt end of the hour question. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
All right, how many players have hit 500 Major League home runs without a 40-homer season? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.